This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. We are joined now by Dan Timmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How are things in the sunny climes of Austin? Are things pretty easy right now? Pretty even?
Yeah, it's warm. People are freaking out, but because we've had so many consecutive three-digit days down here, we haven't had much rain. But that's, you know, it's Texas. This is not that unusual. But of course, anytime you have weather now,
that's global warming, climate change.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. It's a climate catastrophe. Mm. We're all going to die.
All going to die.
It can happen tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been seeing that. So having said that, let's talk about the goings on at thetruthaboutguns.com. You have this one article where some guys are out there saying, you know, there's a way to address gun violence without touching gun rights. I'm all ears. What are they saying?
Yeah. This is an article from one of my favorite magazines called City Journal, and it's from the Manhattan Institute, which is a mostly conservative operation. And the two authors here that we quote from give a nice, not too long, very understandable distillation of what's going on in this country regarding gun violence, gun control. They don't spare some criticism for people on the right as well. I think they think that the Bruin decision maybe went a little too far in terms of requiring laws to have existed basically at the founding. I think they would have taken a slightly different approach, but they save most of their criticism here for progressives, quote unquote, and point out that, you know, that we have preserved gun rights in this country for a long time. We can still do that and reduce violent crime. It's not that hard. It's not that complicated. And it involves targeting the places that need targeting. And if you look at the analyses that people have put out, there are about 20 cities, and it's not even the full cities, they're like neighborhoods in 20 cities that account for about half the crime in this country. It's not antithetical to have gun rights and have a low crime rate, because we did it. From 92 to, the late teens, you know, violent crime fell to an almost 50-year low at a time when civilian gun ownership doubled in this country. So it isn't the number of guns that people own, and that's not going to change anyway. There are more guns than people in this country, and that's not going to go away. They just say we have to, you know, we have laws and we have to enforce them. There's one good paragraph here that distills the thing pretty well. It's turning away from targeted policing and incapacitation, I think they mean jailing criminals, while pointing fingers at conservative gun laws is counterproductive. It's also disingenuous. And they say that, after all, What good are additional gun laws when police are actively discouraged from proactively seeking out violators, when progressive, quote unquote, prosecutors offer large shares of violators diversion or plea deals, resulting in sentence probation, when decarceration advocates work to make meaningful terms of imprisonment increasingly rare? What they don't even mention here is zero bail as well. We've got zero bail laws. People are out the same day after committing sometimes a very violent crime. None of this is rocket surgery. None of this is a big mystery. None of this is some sort of complex formula that requires, you know, differential calculus or a degree in physics to comprehend. We did this for a long time. We used to enforce the laws in this country, pretty reasonably, against people that broke them. And then that became not the fad anymore. It became out of fashion to call criminals criminals, to enforce the laws against the people who break them, and somehow decide that doing that is institutionally racist and embarrassingly heteronormative, excuse me, or something like that. And that's how you get to where you are now.
Some word salad, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think of that? Does this give a moment of epiphany on their part, or, sounds like they've been reading a lot of John Lott stuff, which is good.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. This is not a long article. I'd suggest your listeners read it. Take about 5-10 minutes to read it tops. And it's a good, like I said, it's a good distillation of where we are right now with violent crime in this country. And the fact that the anti-gun left that loves to blame all of this on the availability of firearms to the average person in this country, as I say, it's disingenuous and it's counterproductive. And it's also false. Because again, like I said, we were at a 50-year low of violent crime while civilian gun ownership doubled. None of that has anything to do with, none of what we're seeing right now has anything to do with civilians owning guns, because law-abiding civilians owning firearms to protect themselves and their families, as well as hunt, compete, have fun, all that kind of thing. We've done that forever in this country, and we're going to continue to do it, whether the anti-gun left likes that or not. So they need to learn to live with it, and we need to elect people who are willing to enforce the laws that are on the books and get the people who are breaking those laws off the streets and away from the people who pay taxes and deserve to live in a civil society.
I do not disagree with that at all. The concentration of all of this, this is a thing that I don't understand. Since we know the concentration of it, do you think that's becoming more and more common knowledge to know the concentration of it, dude? You know what? You're going to have to answer that question in the next segment, though. Because, of course, I've been completely in rapt concentration listening to the tale. This is at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Dan rides over. He handles about, I don't know, 1,000,006 riders. They come at it from every aspect of the gun culture, and it is the most prolific website of its type that I deal with on a daily basis. This is why I go there. Whether it's politics, whether you're new to guns, whether you're training with guns, gear reviews, whatever it is you're looking for, you will find it there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This article we're talking about, there are ways to reduce violence and maintain strong gun rights. When they point out the concentration of where all of this is happening, do the people that live in these areas, do they really want to do anything about it? Because, you know, we just had the Chicago election, and they chose the most mealy-mouthed dude there is. I mean, right now he's calling all the mob violence with the teens in Chicago. These are large group gatherings. He's not.
Yeah, he seems to be more upset that people are calling mobs,
yeah,
than he is about what those mobs are doing.
Yeah.
You know, as I said in the last segment, I think there's 14 cities in this country that account for 68% of the homicides in this country. And you can, I mean, I don't know, have a list in front of me, but you can name the cities, or most of them right off the top of your head. Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Baltimore, St. Louis, Memphis, New Orleans, Kansas City. I don't know how many I just named those, but that's got to be 80% of them.
All run by Democrats. For the most part.
I believe so.
Hot percentage.
Yeah, exactly. All big blue cities, and that are almost all of which have Soros prosecutors, so-called progressive prosecutors, who have, as they say, rethought criminal justice. And have announced that, you know, large sections of the criminal code are no longer going to be prosecuted. This is I left out San Francisco. I don't know if it's high on the murder rate, but it's certainly it's high on the crime rate list. And you can see what the result is there. You know, with store after store closing. Stores that are open, putting up gates and barriers to protect their inventory because they're looted, and I mean looted on a daily basis by people who just walk in with trash bags, fill them up, and walk out. Because they know that there are no legal ramifications for what they're doing. There's no consequences to be paid, for that. And the local government actively encourages that kind of thing when they say we're not going to prosecute anybody who steals less than $950. I'm surprised these people don't have calculators, so they're adding up the tab.
$949.99
putting in their bag.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, just to make sure they don't make a mistake and go over the $950 limit.
No, put that back.
When you
that,
have those
that takes us over the limit. Put that back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Here, you steal this. I can't take it. It puts me over.
Yeah, I am. My limit's full.
Yeah.
And the thing is, people see these body counts going up in cities like Philadelphia and Chicago, and people see the videos of these looters in San Francisco and these mobs in Chicago and a couple days ago in New York City, and they know what's going on. Somehow, though, you end up with somebody like Brandon Johnson being elected mayor in Chicago anyway. There was no question that Lori Lightfoot was a failed mayor, that the crime skyrocketed under her, that she denigrated the police and made what they do harder, and the quality of life only got worse under her. And when Chicago had a choice between somebody who was campaigning on making that situation better and making that situation worse, they voted for the guy who they have now, who campaigned on making it worse.
Knowingly voted for, and he said it too. He was a defund the police guy, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is not somebody who misrepresented who he is and what he stood for in the campaign. He told everybody who he is. Everybody knew who he was and what he stood for, and they voted for him anyway. So now they're getting exactly what they voted for. Well, hard to have sympathy for people.
I'm sure you saw that video of those two Sikhs that owned the bodega in New York, I guess it is, and dude came in there to steal cigarettes. And
yes.
Well, they just cleaned his clock.
Yeah, and that's going to happen more and more often, because that guy was saying, if you listen to the video, the audio, he said, there's nothing you can do. You can't do anything to stop me. And what did they do? They physically held him up while the other guy got a stick and beat the ever-living hell out of him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, those two store owners worked damn hard to keep that place in operation.
Can you imagine
they don't
how
need...
much it costs just to have a business in New York, just the rent for the business in New York?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's not, I'm having a little bodega. It's not a high margin operation.
No.
You know, it's what keeps their, keeps food on those people's tables, and filthy scumbag predators like that guy,
yeah,
who's not in there to feed his family or anything like that, literally take the food off those people's tables, and they weren't going to take it anymore. And you're going to see more and more reactions like those two Sikh gentlemen, as this happens more often. And it's not always going to be sticks they respond with.
No.
No. And if people are going to start to get shot and people are going to die, and then you're going to have people outraged. I'm sure that if, I think the person who was robbing the store is black, and again, the two gentlemen were Sikh. If that guy had died somehow, they would have blamed that somehow on white supremacy.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Alvin Bragg would be coming for
that, yeah.
I'm sure.
The racism and white supremacy was resulted in the death of that poor shoplifter,
yeah,
who only wanted to feed his family.
Well, in New York, based on what I know about just the permitting process, these guys would be, since they handle money, and I'm sure they handle a lot of money with a business in New York, they would be right to be getting a permit. So I guess they probably did him a favor just beating him to death with that big, thick fishing pole they were using on him or something, whatever they did to him. They probably did him a big favor there.
Yeah. I'm sure he's bruised up. Maybe he's got a broken bone or two, but he's lucky that he didn't come out of that
still
much.
Breathing. Yeah, still
breathing. But the more that happens, more of those kinds of situations happen,
yeah,
the more the likelihood rises that you're going to see ballistic responses rather than somebody swinging a baseball bat.
And then the humanity. You can find this article at thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan and his crew publish a baker's dozen sometimes of news stories for you every single day, covering every aspect of the gun industry. When they go to a show, they spread out and go all over and look at everything, with Dan sitting in the center of that wheel of information that he's pulling in together, and then it all comes to you at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is why I go to it, because if there's truly breaking news happening out there, it's coming from them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Families of service members killed during the pullout of Afghanistan are demanding answers from the Biden administration. Several family members shared testimony today at a congressional forum in Escondido, California. Many were said they have received inadequate answers from the administration on what occurred at the Kabul airport, where 13 service members were killed in a suicide bombing. Former President Trump is lashing out against special counsel Jack Smith and the judge assigned to his election case. In a pair of posts on Truth Social, Trump claims Smith is going before the judge in an effort to take away his First Amendment rights. Parents are paying more for back-to-school supplies for their kids this year, and this shopper says cuts will have to be made.
We're going
to
recycle what we already have at home, and whatever we're missing, that's what we're going to get this year.
The National Retail Federation says families are expected to spend $25 more than last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and we're going to shift from two-legged scumbags to the four-legged predator kind that absolutely not a scumbag, but when you come into the house, well, you still just became, you're going to find out who's top on the food chart. Recently, a beautiful black bear decided to come in and make himself at home at somebody's house, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and the homeowner didn't do a whole lot to keep him out either, it sounds like. It happened in rural Montana, which, you know, shouldn't surprise too many people. It's bear country. And a gentleman and his fiance were sleeping one night this week when a black bear let himself in through an open window that was protected only by a mosquito screen, which isn't nearly enough to keep a bear out. Anyway, the guy was woken up by a barking dog. He went down, he'd look around, he didn't see anything, he turns around, and all of a sudden there's a black bear. So he quickly retrieved his a handgun, wearing nothing but his skivvies, and dispatched the bear, which got a pretty good picture of it on the website. He's described as a 250 to 300 pound bear. Long story short, if you live in bear country, which is a lot more of the United States than people think, but if you live in bear country, you need to secure your house at night, because they come around looking, you know, if you leave trash out, or if you live in a neighborhood where somebody, you know, keeps dog food out or whatever, they will come around to sniffing, looking for a picnic basket or something. And if you happen to be outside when that happens, you could find yourself in a world of hurt.
Yeah. Black bear is a predatory.
Yeah.
They're predatory. When they, if they come at you as a human, they're looking to have a meal.
Yeah. They will kill you. They will. It's happened before. I think somebody was killed in his garage within the last month or so, I read somewhere. It can and does happen. So don't be one of those people.
Around here where I live, they decided to cultivate this this pathway they call the Swamp Rabbit Trail. And the Swamp Rabbit Trail crosses through swaths of woods, wooded area. And this town, this city that it finds itself in, it stretches across one whole county and into to the foothills of North Carolina, right? Or towards the foothills of North Carolina. And we have black bears here, and of course the black bears are finding their way there. And with everything that's coming up on the trail, I'm just waiting to see the time, because there will come a time. Because we've run into everything else. I mean, I've run into the largest black snakes you've ever seen in your life. It's like, didn't I see this in that movie with Ice Cube? You know, that kind of nonsense. You know. So I expect to see that happening there, because we are coming into their habitat. And we're And this is a
human wildlife interaction.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not a tree hugger by any stretch of the imagination, but I am. I recognize that if you're going to get in there, and the question of the article, what gun do you use when you find a black bear? What kind of gun did he use again?
It just says a handgun. Doesn't say what kind of handgun it was. 250 to 300 pounds is a good size, but that's, you know, we're not talking about a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Here, this guy, you know, this looks like he's about the size of an average person. So, you know, if the guy had a 9mm or something like that, it probably would have taken care of the situation. A lot of people live in bear country and want something much bigger than that. Certainly something chambered and something that starts with a 4, or a 10mm.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't, and, you know, I've got a friend who spends some time up in Idaho regularly, and they're at a house that, where you could go much farther than, 50 feet or something like that. They encourage you never not to leave the house without, at least a can of bear spray. Cause I mean, there are grizzlies up there, and that is not something you want to mess with.
According to Dean Weingarten, every caliber has killed a bear over the course of time. If you look at it, down to 22.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, even a 22 can be deadly.
Yeah, you got to thread it through their eye socket into their brain, though. You got to have a good line of sight on that one.
Yeah, exactly. It's not easy, but it can be done.
My bear cartridge, if I have to go into the woods, which I haven't been into the woods in years, I haven't been in the woods since I got out of the Army. And I've been out of the Army for 33 years. But if I were to go into the woods, I have a 10mm pistol that I call the Grizzly Gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that does. And the 10mm is a round, and the gun is a size to where if you wanted to carry that and you have to deal with humans, it works as good against humans as it is against the four-legged predators out there. And the only thing that amazes me is that people go into the woods, or they'll be in a vicinity like this, and they have nothing at all.
Yeah. 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 I can't see doing that. That's just tempting the fate, it seems to me.
I mean, I'm all about communing with nature. There's certain natural settings that are just breathtaking, right?
No. And I was driving through a national forest a couple of years ago up in Wyoming, and there was a moose there by the side of the road grazing in a swampy area, and I never stopped looking at him, and we got out looking. So he was about 50 or 60 yards away, but make no mistake, a moose can cause you some serious pain as well if he has a mind to it. They will mess you up. They're big and can be very aggressive animals.
Well, apparently we don't get around them that much. Do you know which animal kills more people than anything else in the United States today?
What's that?
White-tailed deer.
Really? Oh, in the cars?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it. I think it's like 145 people a year, whereas the bear attacks is in the teens, maybe shark attacks.
Yeah.
Those kind of things are not nearly as bad. Snakes.
Right.
But the white tail
bears and sharks make news because, you know, because it scares people, but it doesn't happen nearly as much as you think. But yeah, a whole lot of people hit deer. My brother hit one, messed his car up pretty badly. That's not fun. That's a little more difficult.
When I first got into radio, a family friend loaned me a car that had killed two deer. So I was going to get a stencil to stencil two deer on there like I was had my sop with Campbell. My son recently hit a deer, too. And, we're going to have to, you know what? They haven't made a movie about this. And I'm getting tired of all the remakes. You and I, if we can find the funding, we could make Cocaine Deer.
We've already got cocaine bears.
Yeah.
Cocaine bears and cocaine sharks.
We could
might as well have cocaine deer.
It could be an aborted bunch of cocaine that's dumped over a wooded area where a bunch of migrating deer come across it and graze on it, and then they start attacking the humans. Cocaine deer. I think it would be a big hit. One big hit, though, is thetruthaboutguns.com. Recognized for how many people? I mean, a lot of people go there. A lot of people go to thetruthaboutguns.com. And it's because of the prolificness of the articles. Nobody wants to go to the same website, see the same stuff in there day in, day out, over and over and over again. So what you want is you want to see news. You want to see breaking news. And this is where you'll get it. You will get breaking news. You'll get the reviews. You'll get, for the guns for beginners, gun control, everything. They cover it all. Everything that you could possibly look at, they have a reference to it. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com recently, and we're going to go to this simply because I, too, raised my eyebrows at this particular guy when he did this particular thing. But John Cornyn gets to sit up today because they're all coming to him, because last time they went to him looking for some gun control, they got him some gun control, didn't they?
Yeah, he self-identified as one of the real rubes in the Senate GOP who could be taken full advantage of after the
He's from Texas, too. Cornyn is a Texas senator.
He is. He's okay. From the San Antonio area, gotcha. I believe.
Okay, all right.
After Uvalde, all the usual suspects, and particularly Chris Murphy from Connecticut, who is one of the most virulent anti-gunners in the federal government, took to the floor of the Senate and begged that he would get down on his hands and knees. Like, what are we doing? If we're not here to do something about this problem, it was basically an open invitation for people on the Republican side to, as I said, self-identify as rubes, and Senator Cornyn raised his hand and said, "I'm one." So he jumped on board with Murphy, and they spearheaded what has come to be known as the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which is as accurately named as the Inflation Reduction Act, and every bit as effective. And what Cornyn did by being one of the senior GOP senators and one from Texas, and jumping on board with this thing, was give cover to about 10 of his, linguine spine compatriots to do the same thing. And that's how we got, the spectacle of, Grandpa Biden, signing the bill into law while his wife looked over his shoulder and made sure that he knew how to spell his name.
Put it, made sure it was on the line.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And gave him the political win of signing the first federal gun legislation, gun control legislation, in almost 30 years. And, you know, they sold Murphy claimed that it would save thousands of lives. That bill would save thousands of lives because it would implement more stringent background checks on adults age 18 to 20, and it would encourage states to enact gun control. red flag confiscation law.
Well, let's take this one at a time, if I may, just because it's always so much fun to take it one at a time. More stringent background check so that only for 18 to 20. What is more stringent about it besides the fact that, as you point out, they're just putting a waiting period in place, basically?
Yeah, somehow they supposedly are looking into their backgrounds as juveniles. I'm not sure how this is, how the law was written or how it allegedly works. How it works in, I believe, but how this works in practice is we now have a de facto 10-day waiting period, federal 10-day waiting period for all firearm purchases for anyone who's 18 to 20 years old. And when I called the Senator Cornyn's office to ask about this, they would not talk to me on the record about that. All he would say is that, he's written a letter to the FBI, wanting to ensure that they don't think that that was the intent of the gun control law.
Because
he's obviously shocked that the Biden administration, the most anti-gun administration in the history of this country, is somehow using the language of this new gun control law to their advantage and stretching it and making sure that it limits people's gun rights in every way possible. In a similar vein, they are, as one senator said, strong-arming states into enacting federal red flag confiscation laws. And the latest thing is the Secretary of Education has taken the language of that law and read it to mean that he can withhold federal education funds from schools that have hunting and archery programs because those are so awful and teaching kids in schools how to safely hunt either with bows and arrows or guns somehow pollutes their poor little minds full of mush.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're actually doing then, it means that to the extent that schools drop those in order to get those federal funds, they're going to make life more dangerous for these kids because these kids will be less likely to have gotten this kind of safety training. And again, in each case, Cornyn and in one case, Tom Tillis, one of his fellow travelers in this garbage, have written strongly worded letters to the Secretary of Education saying, this is not what the BSPA meant. This was never our intent. Anyway, he's just looks like an ineffectual fool who's been rolled by, just like Joe Manchin was with the Inflation Reduction Act afterwards, and found out that he wasn't getting anything that he was promised by Chuck Schumer. Surprise, surprise. John Cornyn's quote-unquote goodwill in reaching across the aisle working with Chris Murphy is being repaid by the Biden administration saying, you thought it was going to happen this way? No, it's actually going to happen this way. If you don't like it, that's too bad. So Cornyn looks like an idiot. All he could do is ineffectually write these stupid letters to Biden executive branch people who will immediately file in a circular file. Cornyn looked like a moron, and he was. We said at the time that he signed on for this thing, he gave the Democrats a huge win. He gave them a bill that was just a gun controller's dream. They knew that they could never get something like a universal background check. They could never get an assault weapons ban, but they'll take what they can get. Incrementalism is the name of their game, and Cornyn made that happen.
Well, my question to any Republican today would be, are there any laws on statute right now, codified in the books, that you can look at me and tell me that the Democrats will not weaponize if they notice them? I'm listening. I'm here to take notes. Name one.
No, and I, yeah, the, I mean, the Biden administration or whoever the hell is actually running things there. And in terms of gun control, it was Susan Rice until she left government recently. I'm not sure who's doing that these days. They have weaponized the ATF. So the ATF is revoking FFLs at unprecedented rates. They weaponized the FBI. That's why the FBI took this new law and said, extended background checks? Well, you know what? We're going to take the full 3 days that we're already given, and we're going to take the additional 7 days in every case that the new law gives us and make sure that anybody under 21, any adult under 21 who wants to buy a gun, has to wait the full 10 days.
Yeah.
You know, if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
They want that. That 10-day wait period is a big thing, and that's a California thing. And one of the things is to keep you from killing yourself. But in California, if you do want to kill yourself, you can call them up and say, hey, I want to kill myself. And you can do it with the state doing it. And you only got to wait 48 hours.
Much quicker.
Running out of time, as we always do. That's an excellent thing. That was you need to do a hard copy on that and snail mail it to Cornyn's office.
I sent his press person a link.
Okay. Well, I would snail mail it to him, and I would tweet it and all this. Although, now that it's called X, are they tweets still? I don't know how that's working out. Anyway, thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having me, sir. It's a pleasure, as always.
TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is a place where all the breaking news is. And in some cases, I mean, this is very well thought out investigative reporting. It's not copy and paste. Nobody's copy and pasting. Dan has plenty of people willing to contribute to thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.